Atlas Butler Plumbing Services. Keeping things flowing. Like water through your pipes and water down your drains.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
And phone numbers through your brain. Call today.
This is Men's Health Matters, hosted by the fans Timmy Hall on 1460 ESPN. Your health matters. Visit edcure.org today to find a physician in your area.
Okay, happy Saturday, everybody. I hope you're doing well. We've got a brand new week and a brand new episode. And with this Men's Health Matters campaign that we're doing, it's kind of an important month now that the calendar has turned into June. Things are heating up outside. It's getting to be vacation season, so it's all really exciting. I've got a beach week planned myself for later on in the month of June, so I'm getting antsy, getting excited for that. But it is Men's Health Awareness Month, so this is a really, really big deal. And from last week, he's back here again. I've got Dr. Lawrence Jenkins, local urologist. Doc, it's good to see you again. How was your week? How you feeling?
It's great to be back. Thanks for having me. I'm feeling good after the week's over. You know, weekend's always great.
Do you ever work weekends? How does that, the life of a doc, when do you get time to rest and just relax?
So I'm lucky to be part of a large group practice, and we share a call. So we split up all the weekends. We split up all the weeks over the year. So I do 5 weekends a year. So it's pretty good.
So when you work a shift, how many hours is your shift?
So when we're going through training, that's when we're more like doing shifts. And depending on what level of training you are, do up to 30 hours. When you're lower level in the training, it's more like 18, 24 hours. So nowadays, now that I'm done with training, you know, I typically more have regular days, start at like 7, 8 o'clock, and then finish around 5, 6, 7 o'clock.
So it's more normal for you now.
Yeah.
But God, some of those days you're talking about back in the past for you, I quiver at a 4 hour on air shift. We're thinking of how like Francesa, Mike and the Mad Dog always did it. They're on 5 hours a day up in New York, probably replaying most of their last hour. But geez, like how is it safe to be 30 straight hours? You're 30 so, straight hours. How does the human body do that?
So the 30 straight hours, you're usually not going nonstop. You know, there's usually points like you'll get time to sleep at night, hopefully, if the not getting too many pages from the nurses.
But you're on call. You might have to be awake for all of it, right?
Exactly. So that's always a possibility. Oftentimes, I got some sleep. Some sleep is better than no sleep.
Yeah.
So you can function. And then, you know, while I'm active, while I'm moving, while I'm thinking, I can go. But as soon as I stop, then I crash. So the key for doing such a long shift is like, you got to keep moving. You got to keep doing something.
Like, how do you get your meals and your food and drinks? Like, do you just bring it all with you? Are you hitting up that hospital cafeteria all day long? Like, how does that go?
So surgeon's philosophy is you eat when you can, you sleep when you can. So whenever you have a break that you think you can sneak away and finally get some food, you take it. Even if it's only like 5 minutes, because you don't know when you're going to eat again.
Man, let me ask you this. How much do you as a doctor love your nurses? Because my wife is a nurse.
Oh, yeah. My nurses are amazing. You know, I can't get by. I can't function without my nurses. So nurses are, they actually run the whole hospital. You know, the doctors are there to, you know, we do our thing, but the nurses make it all happen.
And I will tell you, to being the husband of a nurse, there is nothing that they appreciate more than a doctor who respects them and they do.
Oh, yeah.
It's all that they really want is that respect factor for what they do.
Residents will learn early on if they don't respect the nurses, they're going to have a very rough night.
It's wise for patients to respect them too.
Exactly.
Like I get it. Like you think things are happening to me. I'm sick. But if you, the more you can have an open mind to trying to get better and be nice to your nurses, you're going to have a better, maybe even a better chance for recovery, I think.
Yeah.
So Dr. Lawrence Jenkins, he's a local urologist here. Second episode with us on Men's Health Matters. We just mentioned it is Men's Health Month, so it's a big deal for this show. What does that mean to you? Just what, when you hear that, you know, you have these different campaigns for a lot of different things throughout the year, but this kind of being in your wheelhouse, in your field, what does that speak to you?
So Men's Health Month is really about raising awareness about men's health issues. As guys, we typically don't like going to the doctor. I mean, I even avoid it, but we still have medical problems. So it's key for guys raising awareness that guys have problems. Guys need to get them checked out, you know, trying to get people thinking about what could go wrong and staying on top of it before it actually happens.
And one of the things that we were talking about last week, which we'll continue talking about today, it's like you said, there's a million different things that can go wrong. We're just sort of taking a direct line look. And again, I think that's one of the messages to get out. If you're listening to this program and you're not dealing with one of these specific issues, you should still, I mean, what age are you when you should start seeing your doctor just on a regular basis? 30s? 30, 32, 33?
It depends on how you define regular, because
once a year, just to be safe.
Once a year, probably maybe mid-30s.
So me. Go to the doctor.
So younger than mid-30s, you know, typically recommend every 3 years, because blood pressure, cholesterol, all those things can start being off earlier, and earlier catches the easier is to fix it.
Yeah, and one of the things we've talked about on this show already, erectile dysfunction, and that's why you hear us with the website, edcure.org. It's a place you can go to look up urologists in your area that you can see specialists like Dr. Lawrence Jenkins right here, who's from right here in Central Ohio, right here in Columbus, so he's a part of our community. He's been here for about 3 years, right. And you're loving it, right? CBUS, great town, great place to live, great place to raise a family.
Great cost of living.
Absolutely. No, I love how you say that. Like, you sound like a real estate guy now. It is.
Well, I came
bang
from
for your buck
New York
here in Columbus.
City and Miami, two places that are super expensive.
Right, yeah.
And then I came here and it's like, oh, this is so much cheaper. I actually have spare money.
That's amazing, right? Also, you're coming out ahead as opposed to if you lived in Washington, D.C. or San Francisco or San Diego.
Right.
Yeah, all places that Columbus, Ohio is better than. So yeah. I will say that right there. But again, we were looking at something that might affect you later down the line in one of your areas, being a urologist. I'm sure you have had to spend a lot of time researching and diagnosing prostate cancer and all the issues that come from that.
Right. So I mainly focus on some of the side effects of prostate cancer treatments. So kind of like with surgery, radiation therapy, erectile dysfunction, low libido, and, you know, people can also get urinary incontinence. So those are the areas that I focus.
Yeah, and something that we'll talk about a little bit later on is the side effects and erectile dysfunction. Like, how, I guess, could you describe to our listeners, I mean, it makes sense if you have a disease sort of in that area, in that region of the body, I can kind of understand it. But how does that actually, one thing lead to another there?
So it's based off of the treatment that they do for their prostate cancer. So for surgery, the nerves that control the erections run right alongside the prostate. So when you do a surgery to take out the prostate, you're going to disturb those nerves and they can fall asleep, they can get injured. So that's what leads to erectile dysfunction in that situation. Most commonly with radiation therapy, the whole area is being radiated. So they can damage the nerves, but it can also damage the blood vessels. So that combination is going to affect erectile dysfunction, but it's more over a longer period of time, where surgery, it's that one shot.
All right, so that makes sense to me. Is it something that percentage-wise, like, you might not get some of these side effects if you have prostate cancer and recover from it? Are you pretty likely going to have the side effects?
Yeah, the majority of people are going to have side effects as far as erectile dysfunction, sexual dysfunction.
Okay, so you'd be in the minority if you didn't have the side effects.
Right. Right. At least some hit from your baseline erections, you know, there's typically a decline. Radiation, it's more prolonged. You know, it's going to take a while for it to decline. Surgery, it's going to be right away.
We'll keep talking about this. We'll have much more with you when we return here. It is Men's Health Matters on 1460 ESPN.
Did you know that diabetes, heart disease, and prostate cancer procedures can contribute to erectile dysfunction? Many men aren't aware of this or of all the treatment options that a board-certified urologist can offer. Understand your options and learn where you can find an ED specialist in Central Ohio to help. Visit edcure.org to get the facts and find a urologist who can offer treatment options that work when pills and injections don't. Again, that's edcure.org, sponsored by Boston Scientific. This is Men's Health Matters on 1460 ESPN. Visit edcure.org today to find a physician in your area.
All right, as we continue on here, nice little Saturday morning, and it is Men's Health Month, so it's a good time to be listening to this program. It's a good time to just sit back and think about things and think if your body is giving you any signals or signs, and maybe just get a checkup. Go see your doctor. Maybe they might tell you something. You might be giving a urologist a call. Like, we've got Dr. Lawrence Jenkins, a local urologist, from right here in Central Ohio. So he's kind enough to join us for a second straight week, and we'll get back to him in just a second. But by the way, the episode today for our Men's Health Matters campaign, it's just one of the many that we're going to be having here on 1460 ESPN. Join us every Saturday morning at 7:30. Listen to each episode featuring local physicians discussing a variety of men's health topics, or just go to 971thefan.com. Find all the episodes stored in one place. Again, 971thefan.com under other shows to access all of the past episodes. So we were mentioning how you, in a past episode last week, I think we were talking about how much you love to travel. And being a urologist, sometimes the work life and the travel has gone together, right? To allow you to do some things, to maybe teach some other doctors, right?
Right. So in the past, I've been able to go to some national conferences, international conferences. One coming up this year is the International Society of Sexual Medicine, and we're putting on a course there about penile prosthesis surgery. So these conferences give me a chance to, you know, see more of the country, see more of the world. So I really look forward to them.
So how many of these do you take part in per year, would you say?
So international is probably just one per year. National is probably two per year.
Are you going to, what kind of cities are you going to? Mainly curious about the international ones, but domestically also.
Just got back a couple weeks ago from the American Urological Association conference in Chicago.
Okay.
Last year was in San Fran. Upcoming, this fall, we're going to have Sexual Medicine Society of North America in Nashville, and we're going to have International Society of Sexual Medicine meeting in Athens, Greece.
Athens, Greece. I love how the one in North America is in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Seems like a perfect fit.
Yeah.
Oh, but country music. I hear Nashville is a lovely town, and I haven't been there yet myself.
I mean, I haven't spent much time there, but I hear it's a growing town and very lively.
All right, so I hope you have a good time when you travel around go to some of these upcoming conventions there. So we left off talking about prostate cancer and how it can lead to ED. So I think people want to know, so you've had prostate cancer, you're receiving treatment for that, and then somebody comes back and says, I've got this issue, where do you go with them? When you sit down and talk about options with a patient, how does that conversation begin?
So typically erectile dysfunction after the prostate cancer, we start out with putting more on just pills, Viagra, Cialis, things like that. Start with the pills. That's the easiest, most straightforward.
Yeah.
Some people have side effects. Some people don't. But pills are definitely the easiest. After prostate cancer treatments, I typically put them on a daily dose, low dose, just to help keep the blood flow going, keep the tissue healthy. And then once or twice a week or two to three times a week, they take a full dose to get full erections. Now, if the pills don't work, that's when we move on to kind of the next level of treatment with various options. Easiest being penis injections, but there's also a vacuum erection device, and there's also an intraurethral suppository. So penis injections, it's just a needle that is injected into the shaft of the penis on the side. Insulin needle, super small, super easy, almost painless. I know it sounds scary. I have so many guys who are just afraid of, you know, needle.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not the easiest thing to hear.
But
are you under when this is done, or is it just?
No. This is something they do every time they want the erection. That's what they do. But once they have it done the first time, they're like, oh, that's it. So everybody gets way worked up more than it actually, you know, hurts them. So needles are good. The medication's good. But some people just don't like needles.
Right.
And some people it just doesn't work for. So that's when we talk about penile implant surgery.
I feel, though, like for a patient that's had prostate cancer and then suffers from ED, that's got to be like different mentally from someone that just deals with ED from some other cause.
Right. Yeah, because it's just so sudden. We get really issues with depression and, you know, changes in their masculinity. You know, those are definitely studied and found to be true.
So what do you, like, what kind of conversations have you had with patients that are dealing with that? How do you go about that?
So I really like to tie in mental health support. So we have a sex therapist in our office who's able to counsel patients.
Yeah.
We'll refer them to, you know, psychologists who's able to counsel patients. But really, for the guys, their main goal is to try to get back to somewhat of what they were before, to as regaining their masculinity.
So tell me, Doc, about the penile implant. How long has this been a thing? And describe the process. How tricky is it? Is it something that you're 100% confident in? Is it easy? Is it painless? What's it like?
So it's been around. I mean, like, the first implant was probably invented in the 70s, and they, you know, got more sophisticated from there. So we've been with the technology now that's, like, really good, really effective for, like, the past 10 years or so. Over the time, they make subtle changes. So right now, it's an outpatient surgery for most patients. They come in, they get the surgery, they go home, or they spend a night in the hospital and go home. We're putting something in, so it's going to ache. We wait about 4 to 6 weeks for them to start using it, start inflating it. And I try to tell patients that, you know, it's not going to be exactly what they were before, but it is going to provide a functional erection whenever they want for as long as they want. And typically these patients are the most satisfied when compared to those taking pills or injections.
Is it something that is going to last the rest of your life? Like when you get the procedure, is there a shelf life on it or anything like that?
It's not really a shelf life. It depends on how much they use it. On average, at 10 years, 80 to 85% of the devices are still working. At 15, maybe 60 to 70%. At 20, maybe 50%. So, you know, it's going to break down at some point depending on use. But, you know, depending on your patient's age, it may last a good long time.
We'll have a little bit more with Dr. Lawrence Jenkins, local urologist, here in just a second. By the way, the Men's Health Matters campaign is going to be running all summer. We want to hear from you guys. So you're the men of Columbus. If you've got questions or topics you would like to see covered, just call or text 614-349-6316 to get more information on any of our Men's Health Matters topics or to see when the next local educational event is being held. This campaign, it's all about educating the men in Columbus, so call or text 614-349-6316. Let us know what questions you might have. Again, that's 614-349-6316. Might not get it on this episode with Dr. Lawrence Jenkins, but the next doctor that we talk about, you get a question in, we could hear it answered at that point in time. So get him in, and we can work it into a future episode. So we're running out of time here for the second segment because we're going to have our patient that we talked to last week who's been a prostate cancer survivor. He has dealt with these issues that we've discussed firsthand. So we're going to get to hear a little bit more from Cowboy Mike, who I like just calling him the comedian, even though that's his hobby and what he does on the side. That's just what I'm going to call him. I saw, Doctor, that you're pretty active on social media, Twitter and YouTube. What do you like to use that for?
I mean, I try. I mean, it's also men's health. So
right,
I try to get the word out. I try to increase awareness. I try to, you know, plug, you know, stories and things that I think people are going to pay attention to. But also on my Instagram, I post my travel photography.
All right.
Because that's one of my passions.
All right. That's where the travel photos. What's the most beautiful place you've ever been?
Ooh, hard question. I have a lot of good photos. So, I mean, when I said last time, I think Prague, Costa Rica, Cape Town, South Africa. Actually, Cape Town, South Africa. That's my favorite.
Cape Town.
Yeah.
A lot of good surfing out there.
Surfing. There's beaches. There's mountain. There's penguins. It's pretty cool.
That's good stuff. Well, I really appreciated having you in. We're going to cut you loose here as we talk to our patient. Thanks a lot, Dr. Lawrence Jenkins, local urologist. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
All right, as we come back on Men's Health Matters, more real-life stories from our guy, Cowboy Mike. It's Men's Health Matters on 1460 ESPN.
If you have erectile dysfunction, you deserve to learn about all treatment options without an upfront fee. ED is a medical condition. Insurance should be discussed and accepted. Board-certified urologists offer all treatment options from pills and injections to an outpatient procedure. Consult with an ED specialist, not a men's clinic offering just one treatment option. Go to edcure.org to get more information and to find a urologist in your area. Again, that is edcure.org. Sponsored by AMS Men's Health, a part of Boston Scientific. This is Men's Health Matters on 1460 ESPN. Visit edcure.org today to find a physician in your area.
All right, we are back for one more segment today. I am Timmy Hall, and once again, he was with us last week. It's the return of Cowboy Mike, patient advocate here. We're hearing some real stories. He is Mike Foley. He's from Cincinnati, Ohio. On the side, he is a stand-up comic, which is kind of cool. It's good to be able to laugh about these scary health situations that you fall into. It's good to see you again, Mike. How we doing?
I'm good, man. Very good.
So what do you do? What'd you do for your real job? Are you retired? Are you still at it every day? What's going on?
Technically, I'm working on retiring, but I've worked at the same printing company for 32 years, I believe it is. And machine operator. And it raised three good boys, so they all have a good work ethic. Did something right.
That's fantastic. You know, one of the things that that we were talking about last week with your battle with prostate cancer is how it can lead to other issues that we've talked about on this show in the first few weeks. But why don't we go back and just get a little bit of synopsis of your story and how you found out that you had prostate cancer, how maybe scary that was, and how it was resolved for you.
In my mind, I decided at that point I was going to live till I die, which was the original plan. But
you're going to live till you die.
Exactly. And I'm going to live.
That can mean a lot of things, Mike.
Yes, it does. And you can. What I meant
was, live a long time, though.
I'm going to live a long time, and I'm going to have a lot of fun. But it was scary. It messes with your mind. The one thing I always remember my father teaching us growing up is you have to play the game with the hand you're dealt. And I pretty much have always done that. The cancer, went away for 4 years, and it came back after 4.5 years. So once they hit me with radiation, 36 visits of a low-level radiation, for about 2 weeks afterwards, there was no effects. But as time went on after that, the ED came back with a vengeance, and so did the bladder leakage. And one of the hardest things I ever did was try to work a 12-hour shift at the company I worked for, basically leaking all over myself and
sure.
putting a pad on every 20 minutes, and your supervisor's looking for you, and you're constantly in the bathroom.
Right,
and blah,
yeah.
You know. But I kept fighting that basically till I was 52 is when I had medical devices put in. And one is for bladder control, and one is for erectile dysfunction. It was actually the best thing that I've ever done in my life, especially not really knowing what I was getting into when I
can imagine
signed up for it, basically.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. Go back to, you said your prostate cancer came back after how long?
About 4.5 years.
Did you have any of these side effects before it came back the second time?
No, actually, the way we found it the second time is every 3 or so months, I go in and get my PSA count checked. After they took the prostate out, it stayed at zero for a good while. And then by about the fourth year, it started elevating little by little.
Hmm. So things were pretty much normal until
right.
4 years had passed.
And I didn't have any issues, basically, but we watched that PSA count because that is the determining factor, I suppose, in the cancer coming back. So once the PSA count got to a certain level, I did the radiation. And to be fair, 5 years after the radiation, I'm actually treating right now with Lupron Depot because the cancer came back again. So most probably, from what I understand, this is something I'll watch the rest of my life.
Mike Foley is in here with us telling us some of his story about his bout with prostate cancer, beating it, some of the side effects that cause, and how he beat those side effects as well. But you guys can always go to edcure.org. It's an educational website where you can learn more about all of the treatment options discussed as a part of this Men's Health Matters campaign. Just go to edcure.org, take a survey, assess your current ED score. The patient video portal, it's got men telling their real-life stories of going through ED and different treatment options. Find contact information about local urologists like Dr. Jenkins and others that are specialists in the area. You can also find local events where you can ask questions and even meet in a group setting or one-on-one. So visit edcure.org and take control of your treatment pathway. Okay, Mike, so you were talking about ED. What was going through your mind when that showed up after, you know, you had to get hit with radiation so many times?
Actually, you know, in all reality, my whole thing was more trying to fix the incontinence. But when I got the information from the medical devices that I had installed, you know, it just changed everything, because there was nothing going on in my life, but I always wanted something to be going on. And
it was tough to get back to having something go on.
Well, it was.
Dealing with these issues.
And, you know, your mind's focused on everything else, you know, body-wise. But I did start dating a young lady that lives in the same row of townhouses I live in. And she's a good lady. She's very good to me. She's known me 19 years. So she was around when the cancer first started. And she was actually amazed about the ED pump and how it all worked. And I actually showed her how to work it. So it's made my life better. I couldn't have what I have now if I didn't do what I did then.
Well, congratulations. It's really cool to hear. Could you tell the listeners a little bit about the implant that you got, and was it painful? Is it something you don't even notice now? Is it working 100% for you?
You know what? I have a lot of people ask me that, and I always tell them, you know, if your eyesight goes bad, you get contacts. You adjust to just wearing contacts. If your hearing goes bad, you wear hearing aids, you just adjust to wearing hearing aids. This penile implant is the same thing. After, I don't know, a couple months or so, it's just part of my body. It is what it is. And you don't even notice it. You know, if you get dentures, can you speak the same? Is it the feeling the same? No. Is it as good as what God gave you? No, but you can still eat that corn on the cob. That's how I look at it.
Clearly, you've had a really positive outlook on all this. I want to thank you, everyone. We've been talking with Mike Foley here in our final segment, Dr. Jenkins as well, for being a part of the last couple of shows and walking us through some of these issues step by step. I guess to leave us off here, Mike, just what's one more piece of positive advice you could give the listeners out there who might go through some of the same things that you have in your life?
You know what? Working with your doctor and getting comfortable with your doctor, because, again, you know, until you open up and tell this doctor what's really going on, it just makes it easier for him to diagnose where you're at. And, you know, when I did the physical thing, I wasn't expecting to be where I'm at today when I walked in that doctor's office that afternoon. But you know what? It's been a 14-year ride, a lot of good and bad. A lot of it made for really, really good stand-up comedy. And, you know, so, I mean, the most positive thing is I can say is, you know, women go to their doctors for their female issues. And men should go to their doctors for their male issues. It's just that simple.
Mike, thanks so much for being on the show. Really appreciate it. I want to get you back on a stage somewhere soon.
Okay. I'd like to do that myself.
Cowboy Mike Foley, kind enough to give us some of his time here. Folks, that's it for this week. We will be back next Saturday at 7:30. As always, you can go online, 971thefan.com, click other shows, find the Men's Health Matters tab, and listen to some of the most recent shows. We will see you next week on Men's Health Matters on 1460 ESPN.
You've been listening to Men's Health Matters on 1460 ESPN. Listen every Saturday morning at 7:30 or find recent episodes at 971thefan.com. And to find a physician in your area, visit edcure.org.
You can rely on Atlas Butler for all of your plumbing and drain service needs. Our expert plumbers and drain specialists can take care of anything from a broken water heater to a clogged drain. One call truly does it all. Atlas Butler is built to keep you comfortable. And our plumbing services are no exception. Call today, get it fixed today. That's our pledge to you.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call.